This is Scar Sailor reporting. Welcome to On the Wake Up Radio. This is Scar Sailor Report. We're on SoundCloud and we have a website, www.onthewakeupradio.com. Shout out to Raw on the boards and our producer, Cindy Ashby, for putting this all together. Let's get into our first topic, which is Big Pharma. And also, I'm really sorry about last week. This kind of ties in with the topics, actually, because at the time, I wasn't feeling so well, and I had these two topics on my mind, and, so sorry about that last week, not being here, whatever, it was a rough time for me, but we're going to be talking about Big Pharma today, the definition of it is pharmaceutical companies collectively as a sector of industry. Basically the pharmaceutical industry is like, you go to your doctor, right? You got the flu or you got something and you need, or some people think that they need drugs from pharmaceutical places to help them get better. And actually, in one of my first shows, I talked about how Cardi B was talking about how her grandmother took so many pills a day and how it really affected her. And then, surprise, surprise, a couple, maybe a week or two later, she's on the red carpet, and we all saw how that went down. We all saw the, her stuttering and the fear in her eyes, and just, some people say it's MK Ultra. Some people think it's just her not being used to all the lights and the flashing. To me, that looked like an MK Ultra breakdown, like something went through her or something, a trigger word possibly happened, and she just completely lost it for a bit. So she talked about this, and being that I was sick during the time with, I think, was just a common cold. It could have been more than that, but I didn't go to the doctor, so I don't know. But just recently, there's been a huge uptick in the flu, which means there's also been a huge uptick in people getting vaccinations and pharmaceuticals to, quote unquote, help them with the flu and getting off this. With some people, and I think a lot of people don't realize this, your doctor can give you a prescription, right? Doctor can give you a prescription for a medication. Now, what's in the medication, you really don't pay attention to. Most people don't pay attention to what's in their prescription. And it can either affect you in a positive way with the strand or whatever that you have, or it could negatively affect you based on what's in there and also the strand of, I'm just using the flu as an example. And in fact, there's a lot of people that got sick near me with what the doctor presumed was the flu. Again, I've heard this a lot actually recently, in my area. Some people felt not well or whatever, and what was odd about it was the doctors weren't giving them exact an exact diagnosis of what they had, like whether it was a common cold or a flu, and they were just like, oh, you have symptoms of the flu, which doesn't exactly mean that they had it or that they didn't, which I thought was really interesting. And just recently, there's been a lot of that, and some people around me have had take these, and it affected them negatively. Some, it affected them positively. And some of the headlines recently, because I can tell this whole flu thing is not over yet, because I, you know, like I said, I was sick. Again, I don't know if I had the flu or the cold, because to me, they're very similar. And to a lot of people, they're actually very similar. And I'm still kind of getting off of it, too. But headlines say that, and again, these are from mainstream news media sources, so take them with a grain of salt. Says flu experts call for new vaccines, drugs, and diagnostics. That's a headline come from CNN on March the 8th. So, which means that they could be realizing that people are catching on, that some of these vaccines are making people way worse, and some of these drugs are making people way worse. So maybe they're going to tone it down a bit, or maybe they're going to amp it up. Who knows? There have been a lot of rumors going around about the flu shot, and of course, mainstream media is going to chop those down as soon as they come around. We've heard people talking about the flu killing more people. Again, I would never trust these statistics coming from mainstream news media sources. So again, take everything with a grain of salt. But I think that big pharma, these pharmaceutical industries, let's just be honest here, they just try constantly over and over again to get their hands in the pockets of Americans over and over and over again, in the pockets of everybody. And they're just no good. They're just, you know for a fact, everybody knows, no lie here, that they care about money. They want, you know, they make money off of sickness. Kind of like how America constantly makes money off of war. It's the same thing. They make money off of people being sick. And it's also another comparison would be coffin companies. You know, they make people off money off of people dying, death. So does America. America makes money off of war. Big pharma makes money off of sick people. And when you have the vaccines, and then you have big pharma coming after those vaccines with whatever sickness somebody catches, that's a whole lot to deal with. And just thinking about, you know, vaccines, and just, it's just a lot. It's a bombardment of the human body of things that should not be, and their bodies, not natural. So what I do during this, and I'm going to bring a solution to you guys for common colds, and could work for the flu as well, or borderline flu, taking honey and putting it in almost everything, every drink that you can put it in, do that. Also, putting cinnamon in almost every drink that you have is another good thing to do. Very helpful. You want to put things that will things that will disinfect or get rid of your sickness would be like acidic fruits like lemon, oranges, pineapple even. A good blend that I had while I was sick, it was really good, was oranges, pineapples, honey, and basically everything that I just mentioned to you. And then, of course, some people heal themselves with different oils and different things like that. I'm not really into that. I'm just into the stuff that I can eat. At the same time, trying to help myself get better and get well. So that's what I do for that. It helps a lot to do some research. You always want soups and stuff, but if you could make soups and stews on your own, I would recommend that, because of course, you know, soups and everything on your local grocery market shelves, all that stuff is got pesticides, and even if it says organic in it, it probably does have some sort of you know, something in there to make it unhealthy, because at the same time they have to preserve all this stuff. So if you could make that on your own, that would be great, but I don't know how to do that, so I'm not gonna lie, I am using stuff from the off the shelves. I know it's very ironic and almost hypocritical for me to be telling you guys to do something that I don't know how to do, but seriously though, if you can, you know, make stuff on your own, that is always the best way to go about things. But yeah, no, I think that's all I have to say on that. Again, I rarely take medicines. If it's really bad, I will give in. But again, I always try and steer clear away from that stuff. And again, you don't know what they put in there, so you want to try and make stuff your own. You know, do things, be self-sufficient, even though most of us nowadays, and it's okay to admit this sometimes, we may have the internet, but we don't know how to do everything like our ancestors did, okay? So that's just the truth, and yeah, that's that topic. Let's get to our next topic. Remember, callers call in at 678-603-4393. And my next topic was the seasons, because while I was, again, during that time period, it was that week, I remember it was very warm, hot. It almost felt like we were going to get into spring, but then, of course, like 2 days after, a huge storm comes, takes out power lines, snowstorm, just going to clarify that, takes out power lines. I mean, let's just all shade, all tea towards Comcast. They still haven't gotten their lines up, and my bus has had a really difficult time getting to my stop. And Comcast and PSE&G are real slow on this, so I've been getting mad this week. But anyway, season, as everybody knows, is the division of the year marked by changes in weather, ecology, that word is something, and amount of daylight. Seasons result from Earth's orbit around, we're not going to read that part, because, no. But, anyway, during that week, it felt like it was spring, and I felt like I was gypped out of a whole season, which was winter. And I love winter. I as much problems as it gives for people that are going to work and all this other stuff, I love winter. I was born in December. I love winter. So I got really upset, and I realized that it seems like every single year now, okay, the seasons are being pushed back, because yes, normally, I'm not going to say normally, because I remember when I was little, like kindergarten, 1 through 4th grade, the seasons were consistent, you know, they weren't weird. We were getting snow in the times that we were supposed to be getting snow. Now it's like the beginning of March, right? we barely got any snow February and January, even though the weatherman said we were supposed to get more snow than that. Liars. But it's the beginning of March, and we got a lot of snow. I would say more than we probably did get in December, February, and January combined. I mean, you can fact check on that if you want, but that's what it feels like to me. And when I was younger, it was never that way. We got snow December, January, February. There was no March, snow in March. I don't ever remember that. Like, I really don't. I don't remember that at all. So when I talk about the seasons and stuff, it's very odd. Like, it's just really odd how inconsistent they are all the time. And then you get summer going into fall and fall going into winter, and it's just a mess. It's just a mess. And, you know, some people could say that that's because of all the chemtrailing and how that could be possibly messing up the seasons and all this man-made stuff, all this constant stuff that man is pushing on. When you mess with Mother Nature, it's never good. But I thought it was so weird that a couple days later, after I was thinking about all this, then there's a huge storm in the beginning of March. In the beginning of March, y'all. Like, that's, it's really not that normal, okay? But, and knowing how the seasons have been, I would imagine that it's going to be snowing maybe into the middle of March, maybe even to the end of March. I don't even know. Because I know this isn't the end of the snow. I was really hoping for winter. And it looks like we're getting a really long winter. And with seasons, like it says here, the amount of daylight. This one tripped me up today. And this one really tripped me up today, guys. Everybody knows how annoying daylight saving is, and it's just, it's so irritating. It's like, do you lose an hour? Do you get an hour? You know, changing the clocks, it's just, oh, it's too much. It's literally all too much, and everybody knows how annoying this is. And man, today I've had a couple slip-ups where I'm like waking up and I'm looking at my clock and I'm like, ooh, that's not right. I'm like, something's not right here. I gotta go change that. Then, like about an hour ago, I thought it was 9 o'clock, guys. I thought it was 9 o'clock. I looked at my laptop. I thought it was 9 o'clock. You know, poor Cindy, and shout out to all the boards again. I thought it was my show when Yurima was on. And I'm over here checking my clock. And I'm like, ooh, this isn't right. He said we're about to go on to the next break. I'm like, what's going on here? So I call up and I'm like, oh, snap, that's not right. And then, oh, gosh, guys, it is so bad out here. And do you know how hard it is to change a clock? I know, guys, it's sad. It's a digital clock. I can barely even change that because false advertisement again. This clock, when I got it, it said on the box it would change its own time. Okay? So, for instance, if the power goes out, it's supposed to reset itself when the power goes back on. Or daylight savings, it's supposed to reset itself during daylight savings. Lies. Lies. I had to change it myself. And for the longest time, my clock had been off by like 30-something minutes. And I would be out here waking up like 30 minutes before 5 or something early in the morning to try and get to bed. I'm like, no, this is not right. I did not get enough sleep. So changing that clock is just something else. But it's something that's been on my mind. It's just, you know, and then the school. It's just even more frustrating because then you're like, all right, my sleep schedule is already messed up. Like, I'm already in insomniac, and they're about to do this to us again. Oh, I hate when that happens. And thinking about it, my brother made a great point, okay? Great point. And I've always thought this. Think about this. Now, they say it's for the farmers, right? They say it's for the farmers to get more sunlight in when... and this is a... Really, think about this. It's for the farmers, right, to get more daylight. Now, for those of, like it said, in the season thing, this is why I was not talking about it, the orbit. Okay, think about this now. If you believe that the Earth is constantly spinning, and this is what they teach in school, the Earth is constantly spinning at a constant rate, guys, and you believe time is also real, you don't think of it as a human, as a man-made construct. How does the, you're talking about time and the orbit and they're both being kind of like in the same realm. Well, how in the hell does the Earth spin an hour quicker or go back or reverse an hour back? Because really, you know, a lot of people love to talk about the orbit and all this other stuff. And I'm like, well, then how do you explain daylight savings? Well, then you start to get into the conversation of, well, time is technically a man-made construct. So it's about as real as the seasons are. Think about that. Because... you know, a lot of people love to, oh my goodness, that sounds so ridiculous. Well, it is, it does sound ridiculous when you think about it. And it's so funny because this year, I've never heard anybody say this except myself before. And it was like the first couple weeks of school. And I remember this kid in my class, my chemistry class, y'all, the science teacher was sitting back in her seat, and she was having to take this. He said, time isn't real. Time is a man-made construct. And then you think about time and how there's always a marker on age and all this other stuff. Time is... It's not like... This is really difficult to explain, but I'm sure a lot of other people could explain it better than I can, but time... is as real as the invisible air that you're seeing. It's a man-made construct. You're thinking of it is invisible, you know, because back before we had clocks, right? Back before we had 24 hours, where do you get that number from 24 hours? Where do you even get that from? This is thought-provoking stuff that I'm talking about. And I was so surprised that somebody in my class was, first of all, brave enough to say something like that in front of all these sheeple, okay? And second of all, that he was smart enough to realize something like that, that what do you want to call it, revelation of sorts, okay? I thought, I've never heard anybody say that except myself. I was really shocked when I heard that, but that's the good thing about being a caller. Hello?
Peace.
Do you have anything to add on the daylight savings thing and the time being a man-made construct?
Absolutely, Scarshay.
Hey, I knew it sounded familiar.
Daylight savings. Honestly, I don't know what it's there for. I don't understand. I think it's there to confuse people. Definitely think it's confusion.
I think it's the same too. Trying to screw people's vibes. You know, taking away someone's sleeping time. On a normal day, that's something, but then completely, you know, cleaning the slate and then doing that, it's just something. It always messes with everybody's mojo, and it's just, I again, like I said before, I was so surprised that some kid in my class was like, time is a man-made construct, and this girl was looking over at him, like, what? And he's been in that class, he's constantly been speaking about what normal people consider conspiracy theories, you know, and how he talks about the government spying on you and all this other stuff. And the teacher and everybody else in the class looks at him like, what are you talking about? But yet they'll go to those presentations, and at the end they have Stay Woke, and they don't know nothing about time being a man-made construct. And those same old girls, I'm telling you, same ones, always like, oh, Stay Woke, but know nothing about what he was talking about. I just find that weird.
But, yeah, that's the basics right there, too.
Uh-huh. And, you know, next week, I think I'm going to jump into a little bit more about what's been going on in my town. Not going to divulge too much information, but with the whole Florida thing going on, and man, if you think about how many schools, public schools, are in this country, and when I think about how it's affecting my school and my town, it only makes me wonder how everybody else outside of where I am is going about this whole thing. But we're going to get into that next week. That's the topic that I'm thinking about for next week, is what's been going on in my town and the whole gun thing. That's still supposed to be some sort of an issue. Like, I don't know how many weeks later people are still talking about it, and it just seems to be sticking. So I think I'm going to do that next week. But
they're not letting this one go.
Yeah. And it's just, they're really not at all. And there's a lot of interesting stuff been happening around me, and I can't wait until next week, guys. But daylight savings, you know, it's just a load of BS. It's not when people talk about the orbit and how do you reverse and go back an hour. It just doesn't make sense. The man-made construct, y'all. If you think about it, man-made construct, you know, as anything else, then it's as real as that. And I just have to put that out there, because a lot of people don't know that it's as real as anything else any, you know, man thinks up. Like, let's say the periodic table, you know, man came up with that. It's as real as everything else you learn in science. You know, it's basically, that's why it's my least favorite class, because everything, whether they like to admit it or not, is really theoretical. A lot of it is just in the minds of the people that created it, and it's just not that valid to me, at least. But I think I'm going to wrap it up with that. Wow, I went off on a bit of a tangent there. Anyway, thanks for listening. Shout out to Raw on the Boards and our producer, Cindy Ashby. Check out our website, www.onthewakeupradio.com. This has been Scar Taylor Port. See you next week.